Defined by design. This is a reflection of that episode. That was a strong one. There was a moment when I realized it's loaded. It was a process to send me down that road. It's not easy for me to say some of the things that have to be said. It's not like I like having to feel like I have to tear down a selection of folks to get the point across. But first, let me be clear. You have brought most of this on yourselves. Don't panic. Find a chair. I know, take responsibility for the mess you have caused. Let that sink in. You have gotten vengeful and nasty. You have gotten all the little white girls with daddy won't hug me issues involved. You have executed a plot to overthrow and weaponize varying institutions to form an alliance, used that agenda to destroy society, all the while believing none of you would ever be held responsible. Well, I'm here to tell you, you have failed. And I do bask in the glow of such excitement. It's not good for society to attempt to exist in one order policy. The freedom to choose is paramount. It's essential, but cannot ever be ruled by a guideline set by a group of people using political demagoguery to rule those people. You have become the main story, just like you wanted, and now it has failed. And it will be reciprocal to face those consequences. You have undone decades of work done by those that really led a moment for change. None of you are martyrs in any way. You live in shelter of believing you are so virtuous in your spite and your plight. Never mind the damage that you have done. Those that are supportive and value gaining insight to the lives of others. Those that help. Those that nurture. Those that wanted to see society blend with maturity, understanding the existence of others. Denial isn't led by knowledge. It's led by refusal to begin that search. The only way that society will fall is by doing nothing, sharing no more, losing our moral compass, finding in ourselves with no more compassion to give. Those that live a life of their own will, gay, lesbian, trans. It's because of your silence, your lack of gumption to call out these activists, that we have this problem to begin with, and the fake birth certificate from Hawaii. I'm just saying. It has gone too far, and most of you know it, and have said nothing. You've done nothing, period. Oh, how I loathe you. Truth is, you could be out here contradicting all the energy spent to tear down others and do more. A lot more. Anything to combat those attacks from old Charlie Kirk himself and his little black disciple, Candy Owens. But you're not. You see, every day he runs that hole in his face, he sets us back all the more, closing the discussion that could be had. He leaves no room for that, now does he? And that's the point. Yes, it too is an agenda. Nothing more than the left. And Candy, well, she's busy finding it her right to attempt to destroy the First Lady of France. But that episode is for another time. Or Michael Moe's making statements like, I shouldn't exist. But I'll deal with him in good time. I'll be sure he eats those words. His rhetoric for our country isn't appropriate for true democracy. It can be said that all of this cannot be cured in one discussion, and it can't. There first must be justice served to those that have brought on this destruction through agenda. And understand it must be rooted out once and for all. The return to harmony for our people. You know, the whole live and let live thing we used to say. But my message is one of truth to all of us, to say yes, our children are off limits. Yes, the federal government was used to go after the image of the nuclear family. And yes, white men were put in prison to weed them out of the circles of the population. The cost of that treasonous behavior is repulsive in its own right. It will be remembered as the day our country lost its way. Not discounting the evil genius in the room salivating to the rhythm of its own destruction. Let's name it George Soros and friends for now. The barrage of tension created within our country for the past 4+ years. So let me leave you with this. Where exactly is the love, Jones, that you speak of? Where is the empathy for each other that I've heard so much about? You know, the basis of your movement? Right. Where is the healing nature that movement is all about? I'm just curious. You are pigs is what you are. You attempted to line those up that you found to be dissident and disobedient and slaughter them onto altar in your image. Not a good idea to play God. You should read a book or two and see what prize you win for such deeds. I'm just saying. It is chaos that you wanted. Now repentance must be paid for those deeds. Placing your altar on the chopping block, you played a game, you toyed with the lives of people, you bet the house, and now you lose. There's so much more that we have to cover, that we have to recover from. How do we move forward if we know the price isn't paid? At what point do we slow down? At what point do people realize we've gone too far? I don't think that question can ever be answered because they still continue to go further. The implications of politicians giving advice to illegals that don't belong here. They themselves, some of them, are immigrants. We can't send them back, however, because Puerto Rico's a territory of America. As we said in the episode last night, name a valid, bona fide fact of a hate crime. Find me one. I want so much for us to talk and have conversation and to begin to listen to one another again. We really don't have any choice at this point. It's kind of like getting an F in school. You can't go any further, so now you can only go up. But I don't know that the rock bottom has been hit for the other side. People have gone too far right, and that's unfortunate because I believe in the goodness of people against a very, very far left. But both sides, it seems, sometimes don't have an end in sight. It will continue, and it will get harsher on both sides unless the center, the medium, the gray, and some of the black and some of the white realize this has gone too far, and we need to meet in the middle together to combat those extremes on both sides. There are good points to things, and there are bad points. But eventually, we have to make all those other people realize, hey, you're not the only ones with skin in the game. It's the rest of us that suffer because of you, because you're the very image of the rest of us. You can call yourself to be on whatever side you want to be, but I believe in fact. I believe in people. I believe in that we can meet in the middle, and that we can begin to try and deter the right from going too far, more right, and vice versa. It's not a lot to ask. And when people bring up to me, what do I think about Congress passing a law recognizing only male and female? I want to leave you with this. What choice did you leave them? What choice? I mean, it's only on a federal level, of course, but what choice did you leave them? At what point do people have the right to say enough is enough? You cannot steer society in this direction. Young girls being destroyed on sports teams. That's a whole episode, and we'll do it. But I just want to give you food for thought. See, my life is not more important than a biological woman's life. I don't think so. And I say that because I have a mother and a grandmother. And without them, I wouldn't be here. And the other thing about gender. If there's no such thing as gender, then how is there a gender wage gap? You go chew on that one in a corner. I'm just saying. But this is what I'm here for. To have constructive conversations, talk about some things, share some stories and issues that are important with me, like covering the Helene flooding in the aftermath. If you go to our Facebook, you can see what we're beginning to post about it. We're pretty proud of it. And that story is coming. Right now we're putting together the narrating to tell the story. And it will take a few episodes to do it. But I'm still stuck on what choice did you leave society where government had to get involved? To women out there, we don't hate you. We don't want this for you. We don't even want it for ourselves. But there's that small percentage that is hell-bent on destroying the female existence, I think. And they don't even see it. They care nothing about themselves as a woman. Let's be clear, they're women. And they don't care. They're so unhappy in their misery, and I feel ashamed. I'm on your side. If you're a parent, I'm on your side. I'm here to talk. I'm here to listen. If you need to vent, oh, honey, I get that. Bring it in, and I'll give you the very best advice that I can. And for the rest of our society, well, I messed up that word. The rest of our society, meaning men, don't stop being men. Society can't exist without men, ever. But keep being the kind of men that understand there's differences in society and teach that. And that's a good thing. Real men don't hit. Real men don't hate. I'm just saying. This has been a reflection of episode 105. I am Chronicles. This is Chronicles of a Nation.